lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Agridakun, says a credible democracy is one that is rooted in free, fair, and transparent elections acceptable by all stakeholders. Speaking at a public forum on credible elections organized by the Let My Vote Count Alliance in Accra, Dr. Dakun said in a democratic dispensation, everybody who qualifies, irrespective of his background, must be given the opportunity to participate in the electoral process. He said this will ensure acceptability and integrity of the outcome of the polls. Salifu Debre has the details.
Dr. Agridakun said elections are institutionalized attempts to actualize the essence of democracy. He said election is about choosing leadership and retaining or changing of government in a political system. Dr. Agridakun said it is commendable that the forum is about educating Ghanaians, especially political parties, on what measures to put in place to ensure violence-free polls.
What do we mean by elections? Choosing leadership and disposing of old governments in the political system, deciding who should hold legislative executive power. There are also concrete occurrences with institutional expressions, rules and regulations, and they are well, or they must be well documented. So elections, if properly organized, should provide a peaceful means for societies to channel competition for political power. The talk and talk and talk about politics is about power. Who has it? How is power distributed? How is power used? Is it used capriciously or used for the interest of the people?
A political analyst at Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentil, said elections that do not go through proper processes cannot be deemed valid or credible.
When you talk about credible elections, it implies that the elections went through a certain process. We have a situation where after the last election, there was a petition, and the petition was to the effect that the election results were not credible. You need to note this also. There are three parties in the election: the person standing, the candidate, the people voting, and the electoral commission. They are a party in the election. Now, the parties can have some kind of dispute with another party, and it can be resolved by the electoral commission, but they can choose not to take the resolution of the electoral commission because it is not the final arbiter. That is why if you have a problem with another party, court is the right place to go.
The conveyor of Let My Vote Count Alliance, David Asante, said going to the polling station to vote on election day does not end the process. He said another responsibility is to monitor the ballot. Therefore, political parties must also recruit reliable polling station agents to work for them.
Salifu Dabre's report.